And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Let me tell you that we are just over an hour away, We are so excited about this.
We are nerds. We came in this morning, we're like, we got to set up the curtain. We have to get the chairs just right for these contestants. Everything must be perfect for Shaylee the Millennial's dating game.
Did you put this up on Facebook or anything?
Did you take a picture? I got a picture up there. So if you go to the KC1021 Facebook page, you can see a picture of our little dating show set up. And we will be Facebook Living once the contestants are here.
Sure.
You can see what they look like. Shaylee doesn't know what they look like.
No.
But you will.
Right. Let me tell you, it's funny because we've taken our otherwise, you know, drab institutional tan room. We put a curtain up. We've got the three chairs for the bachelors.
Right.
We've got a space over here where Shaylee can sit without seeing said bachelors.
You and I can see Shaylee, but they cannot see each other.
It's really great. So if we Facebook Live from like right here, it'll get all of them.
Exactly.
Oh, it'd be perfect. So excited.
I have a whole page of questions for
these guys. We've already got people calling in questions this morning. We've got people tweeting and Facebooking. And by the way, our brand new email address to get a hold of the show and it works during the show is theshow@kc1021.com.
And under the post that I put of the picture of the dating show set up, you can comment. If you have a question that you think we should ask these bachelors, feel free to comment and leave those questions for us.
Yeah.
This is going to be
good. I need some help with my questions, too. So send those along, and we'll get fired up about an hour from now.
This is very exciting. I think I know already who she's going to pick.
You think so?
Yeah. Just based on how I think they, I'm assuming a lot, but I'm basing on how they would answer the questions I have, and I know her well enough to know who she would pick.
It's got to go by the questions, though.
I know, and she has her own, and is her mom really coming in to ask questions, too?
No.
Okay, we scared her with that.
Yeah,
that her mom was going to come in. She's like, no, don't let my mom ask.
She told her mom to stay away, and all right, we'll respect that, so. Pam will be listening from far, but we've got the inside scoop, so she can always message me at any time and ask for. She actually has a couple of questions that she set up in advance. I will ask them
perfect.
For Pam.
Okay.
So that's going to be our contribution here.
Yeah, so go ahead and call in your questions now or post them on Facebook so we can compile the list.
You bet. All right, busy, big show today, including the throwback throwdown. We'll talk about that in a second. 10 minutes after 6, and we'll get the 10 items or less for today.
Half of the Americans in a new poll say they are worried about violence flaring up on Election Day. And the USA Today Suffolk University poll found that half of likely voters were at least somewhat concerned about things taking a turn for the worse, and 1 in 5 were very concerned. About the same number said they were not confident that the U.S. would have a peaceful transition of power after the election. The poll results come after Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump has claimed that the election is rigged against him and has called on supporters to go to certain areas and watch for suspicious activity. The
Nasty
poll
woman.
Shows Trump trailing Democrat Hillary Clinton by 9 points. My only comment here is, so he says the election is rigged, but so what happens if he wins?
Oh, but it's not rigged if he wins, is what he said. He said that already.
Okay.
It's rigged unless I win.
I just want it to be December and Christmas time.
Let's all go to our happy place, everybody.
Do you know where my happy place is right now? Hallelujah by Pentatonix, which I've listened to 437 times in the past 3 days. Chicago Cubs, how about this? Evened the score in the World Series. Beat the Indians 5-1 in Game 2. Ben Zobrist, former Royal, had an RBI triple. Ignited a 3-run fifth inning for the Cubbies. They had gotten shut out 6-0 in Game 1. We won't discuss that. Let's talk Game 2.
Yeah, let's do that, shall we?
Cubs win 5-1. Baseball season's underway.
Now it moves back to Wrigley.
Going to Wrigley for Game 3 on Friday.
You get a little momentum in Game 2. You bring that back to your home field.
And they're saying tickets are going for as much as $1 million.
Somebody did list it right under $1 million on StubHub, yeah.
And they're saying don't go anywhere near Wrigley. If you don't have a ticket to the game, they're saying it's going to be so insane. Right around. And I can only imagine, because just going there on a regular game day, it is crazy and packed, and you cannot get on the red line for, 45 minutes you're waiting.
The day that I went to Wrigley, it was a day game.
Yeah.
A day game on a Thursday, and I'm going, does anybody in this city work?
No.
Because Wrigleyville was packed, and it was awesome.
We used to do that all the time. You'd get a phone call, hey, man, I got an extra ticket. You want to go? Yep, I do.
Yeah.
Hop on the red line and go.
I want to sit across the street on one of those building top, the rooftop ones.
Sure.
Even that looks fun.
So we'll find out Friday, Game 3.
Go, Cubs, go. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are going to win.
Fast food chain Arby's is going to start selling venison, good old deer meat sandwiches, at a limited number of its restaurants. The company announced that the sandwich is going to be available at 17 locations in 6 states. It's made up of venison steak, crispy onions, and a berry sauce on a toasted roll. I say yes.
Well, I say this sounds suspect.
Arby's venison burgers are coming. They're not coming here, unfortunately. Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Georgia, Michigan, and Tennessee.
Okay.
And a new study says Boston, Massachusetts is the city most likely to survive a zombie apocalypse. The study by CareerBuilder ranks the 53 largest U.S. metropolitan areas on their ability to defend against a flesh-eating virus transmitted through biting or contact with infected blood. That's not the interesting thing. The interesting thing to me is the number two city, Kansas City, Missouri.
What?
Most likely to make it. They say we would survive.
Oh. Why are they going to publicize that then? We don't
right
want you.
Right behind Boston.
Let's be safe here by ourselves. Come on.
The top five cities most likely to succumb: New York City, Tampa, Florida, Los Angeles, Riverside, California, and Miami, Florida.
And what is, do we know the reason why again?
Well, they say the index is scored on 8 different factors in 4 categories. So your ability to defend against the virus, ability to contain the virus, ability to find a cure, and ability to outlast the epidemic with an ample food supply.
Oh,
so we're good in Kansas City is what I'm saying.
Perfect.
Safe against the zombies.
Don't anybody tell The Walking Dead.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
I chose this question because of our dating show this morning.
Okay.
The average woman does this 19 times before getting married. What is it? Average woman does this 19 times before getting married. What is it? And it is not that. If you're going there, it's not that.
Okay. All right. So we just get that out right now, huh? Okay. 5767102. You can get in on the goodness here.
I've got Chiefs panties on.
It's not that either. I don't think Mitch.
It's not the correct answer.
We'll take your calls coming up right here after Ed Sheeran Photograph. Oh, another sweet, loving song. Will that be their first dance? Ed Sheeran's Photograph. 6:32 at The Show with Jenna Truda. Good morning, everybody. 27th of October.
Shaylee, the Millennials dating game going to kick off in about 30 minutes. But right now, the question is, the average woman does this 19 times before getting married. What is it?
All right, to the phones we go. You're lined up and ready to answer, though. Let's go here, line 7. Hey, The Show, what are we doing?
Calls off the, rethinks the engagement.
Oh, did you do that or know someone who did that?
No. it just sounded like a good guess.
Yeah, no, that's actually not it this morning, but a good guess.
Probably about 19 times a day she rethinks her relationship. Like, what am I doing?
Right. Cold feet.
Right.
All right, thank you much. Hey, good morning, The Show. A woman does this 19 times before she gets married.
Ring shop.
Oh, that's a great answer. That's not the one I'm looking for, but that's a great guess.
Hey, The Show, good morning. A woman does this 19 times before she gets married.
Tries on dresses.
Ooh, that's not what I'm looking for. I bet it happens, though.
I bet it does.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
All right, thank you.
Hey, The Show, good morning. A woman does this 19 times before she's married.
Dates up, kisses other men.
Yes. Kisses 19 different men. That's it.
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah. I know some girls who are above average. I had a friend in college, Camille,
yeah,
who in college was like, I've kissed 35 guys.
Well, when you watch The Bachelor and The Bachelorette,
yeah,
he's kissing all of them.
Well, sure he is.
There's like 100 people.
He was doing more than that with some of them.
Exactly.
Fantasy suite, hello.
You got it. The answer is kiss 19 different men.
Oh, gosh, thank you.
What's your name?
Lynn.
All right, Lynn, hold on. We're going to give you your pick of prizes, okay?
Oh, nice. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Get your questions ready. Shaylee's dating show is going to be kicking off. I have a list, but we can always use more. So if you go to the KC1021 Facebook page, we have a post, a picture of what our studio looks like right now set up for the dating show.
Yeah.
So you can post in the comments if you have a question or give us a call. What you think we should ask these contestants.
All right, you can also email to the brand new email address, theshow@kc1021.com.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
I don't think I could sleep last night.
The questions
I'm
are
so
starting
excited.
To roll in for Shaylee the Millennials dating game. People are commenting on the Facebook page. We're getting phone calls.
Could you sleep last night, Shales?
Oh, what? Stop it.
It's our new nickname for you, Shaylee.
Yes. I don't like it. I slept just fine, but I walked in this morning and I don't think I've ever seen you two more excited and giddy and smiley and just jumpy and excited.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Look, we're just excited.
There's
potential that there could be a wedding that we're planning
okay.
in a year.
I think you're jumping the gun a little bit.
I might be planning a baby shower soon.
What?
That's all I'm saying. I don't know.
The
This could be a very successful dating show.
Well, there's no need to plan a baby shower.
I'm just saying. Could happen. Oh, how about this? Swimming legend.
Just think of all the things we can do with, like, the bridal shows and everything. This is going to be perfect.
Oh, my God. This is going to be cute. Someone you cannot marry will be Michael Phelps. He secretly married Nicole Johnson months ago and has kept it under wraps since. Even while he was competing at the Olympics, nobody knew they had already gotten married. They did it in Arizona, where Phelps had just bought a posh $2.53 million home late last year. The couple has never publicly acknowledged that they're married, but their record of marriage shows that they were wed June 13th, both at the age of 30.
And he did this Facebook Live thing yesterday, and people were asking him about the ring he wears, and this is what he said.
You guys can think whatever you want. This is my right hand. I mean, I don't know what you want me to do. I'm right-handed. I write with my right hand. So, man, I'm not really sure. Whatever you guys want to say, you can.
Oh, play coy about it. Come on now.
She's ridiculously beautiful. Your child is perfect. Just say you're married. It's fine. 21 Pilots and Green Day are the latest big-name acts to be added to the performance lineup for the 2016 American Music Awards. Man, these are going to be big. The groups join the previously announced performers Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars, and American Music Award of Merit honoree Sting. The ceremony is going to be broadcast live from Los Angeles, November 20th on ABC.
Oh, I'm just saying that we may have some big news concerning the American Music Awards.
I mean, we're not saying, we're just
saying. Good to be here at 7:30 tomorrow morning on the show. We're going to have a big announcement for you.
Did I mention that they're going to be broadcast live from Los Angeles, November 20th?
Is that right?
Yep. Donald Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Do you know who started the American Music Awards?
I do not.
Do you remember that, 1973?
Dick Clark.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Donald Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame was destroyed by a vandal with a sledgehammer and a pickaxe yesterday in an act captured on video. Los Angeles police expect to arrest someone for the vandalism. Left Trump's name scratched out of the star, the emblem in the middle dislodged, and chips missing. Video showed a man wearing a hard hat and reflective vest swinging a sledgehammer and pickaxe in the early morning. The area had actually been cordoned off with traffic barriers and cones, so people thought it was like a legitimate work site, and it was this guy just attacking it with a sledgehammer.
This is video that they took,
or
audio from the video that they took of this guy doing it, and people just standing there watching him.
They thought it was real. He ended up taking off, but police do know who it is. They say the department is investigating the incident. More importantly, Shaylee's here.
Yes. Yes.
And three men will soon be arriving. Shaylee will be hidden. Mm-hmm. We already have a curtain hung so she cannot see the three contestants.
Yes. Cannot wait till he shows up.
Oh, God.
Could be.
It's going to be fantastic.
Justin Bieber.
Oh.
That would be fun.
You would like that, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
Drake.
That I would like.
Yeah.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
It is 7:08. Thursday morning, the 27th of October, the show with Jen and Truda and Shaylee. Good morning, everybody.
I just had sneak Shaylee in down the hallway past the window because the three contestants are lined up, ready to go. They are curtained off so that Shaylee cannot see them.
It was very Mission Impossible of you.
It really was. Contestant number one, two, and three. And
it's our best thing we've ever done.
I'm so excited. And I told her.
You guys are so giddy.
I went
so
down
funny.
To go get her, and I'm like, okay, I'm not going to lie. They're all way hotter than I was expecting.
Hey, all right, boys. We have that to look forward to.
So you really can't lose in this competition is what I'm telling you.
This might be the best day of my life then.
This is my repayment, by the way, for all those times we've had the Chiefs cheerleaders come by,
it's
right?
It's true.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to bring these guys in once every couple weeks?
Yes. Could you guys just stop by?
There we go, right?
This is great.
Come hang out with us. And we'll get to learn a little bit about them later on, but we don't want Shaylee to know too much before we just start asking these random questions.
Right, right, exactly.
To see who she chooses.
Well, let's hit this up because, you know, we've talked a lot about your single life, I say that, but...
Thanks for the laugh when you say that.
No, I'm not laughing at that. No. I'm just saying we decided to use our powers for good to try to find you a match.
Uh-huh.
You know, you've had bad luck so far on the dating sites. The online sites are crap.
Mm-hmm.
That hasn't worked.
The first response she got when she had a profile up for 20 minutes was, do you want to date a white boy? These are the responses that she's getting.
Do you want to date a white boy?
And so then a lot of people called in and wrote in and said, it is. Dating is terrible right
it
now.
Is.
It's impossible. So we're doing this out of love.
Uh-huh.
That's right. That's right. To show that there are good guys out there.
Yes. We will kick in the
Jen.
Facebook Live here in a second. Do we want to go ahead and start a round of questions?
I think we do.
For the contestants?
Yeah, let's do this, right? Let's just get right into it.
Why don't you start with a question that you've chosen for your bachelors?
Oh, gosh. Contestant number one,
right.
two, and three.
Yep.
Okay. All right. I have made no qualms that I am binge-watching Gilmore Girls like crazy.
Okay.
What would you be embarrassed to admit that you watched in its entirety on Netflix?
Oh, guilty pleasure TV.
All right, contestant one.
Or movie. I like that.
What do you binge-watch?
Contestant number one. Do you have a guilty pleasure TV show?
Ooh.
Are you watching Gilmore Girls? Are you afraid to
it's
say
totally
it?
It's totally fine if you are.
Is it Fuller House?
Do I need to? Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how much I should, you know, let you guys know
just
right away.
Just be honest. Just let us know.
He's playing coy already. I like this.
Probably the guilty pleasure on Netflix would be Big Bang Theory.
Oh.
Big Bang Theory. Okay, that's pretty good.
That's
I like
a good
that.
One. Okay, yep. Right. Contestant all right.
number
two. Number
two.
Well, I have watched Gilmore Girls, but that was with my mom and my sister way back when, because okay. I was the youngest,
sure,
so
sure.
I've seen that, but not on Netflix. The guilty pleasure right now is definitely Catching Kelsey, not going to lie.
So, it's so fantastically
I've seen
bad.
Every episode except for last night, so that's recorded and ready to watch today.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's a guilty pleasure right now.
That's awesome.
All
right.
Staley loves all of you so far. I can tell
you
that.
This is amazing.
Okay.
Mine, I'm not sure if it's on Netflix or not, but I like watching Shark Tank.
Oh, Shark Tank.
Shark Tank's my show.
Yeah. Boy, that is a good one, yeah.
Okay, I like this.
Entrepreneurial, okay? That's
right.
Good.
Let's go with one of my questions. We do a segment here called Face Your Fears Friday, where we've brought in everything from snakes and rats to disgusting food that we made True to Eat. Shaylee is deathly afraid of clowns and mascots, mm-hmm. so we brought in both of those to scare her. What is something you're afraid of?
I don't like wasps.
Wasps?
Wasps and spiders, yeah. Anything that can sting or bite me, that's...
Yeah.
Not really a good thing for me.
That's contestant number one, yes?
Yep, guy after my own heart right there. I know that.
Contestant number two, what are you afraid of?
It's simple. A lot of people have the fear, but definitely snakes. Yes. Snakes is, I just can't.
Right.
No, thank you. Yeah. Never.
They brought in a boa constrictor.
You would
it
not
was
have
not
survived
okay.
in the studio about 3 weeks ago.
It was fine. Yeah. It was little.
Shaylee had it wrapped around her neck. She had no problem with that.
Yeah, mine would probably be snakes. I have to agree with that. And alligators.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have you had a problem with that?
No, they're so scary looking, you know? I hope I've never had a problem
okay,
with an alligator.
I didn't know if that was something you faced.
That's why he's in Kansas City, so
yes.
This is good. I think you're safe here so far, but we'll see how that goes.
All right, Truda.
All right, do you want me to ask one of mine?
You ask one of yours.
Okay, so, I mean, Shaylee is a very athletic kind of person. She's very sporty. She loves her sports. This is kind of a funny question considering.
Oh, God.
What would you say is your favorite sport then? And do you like to watch sports a lot?
Oh, my favorite sport would either be soccer or baseball. And yeah, I like to watch both of them and play them.
Okay. Do you have a favorite team?
For soccer, it's Arsenal in England. Okay. And baseball, it's the Royals.
Okay. All right. So we'll forgive the Arsenal answer. That's fine. I'm a Man City fan. It's okay. It's all right.
Definitely baseball and football. From Chicago area, so favorite teams are all Chicago. Cubs
nice.
Right now. They're rolling.
Yes,
happy
yes.
about the Cubs. Big win last night. So
sweet.
Love watching sports, and right now it's good times.
That was contestant number two.
Yep. All right, contestant three.
And my favorite sport is soccer, but I don't mind watching playoff hockey.
Okay.
Right. It's very specific.
Playoff right. hockey, though. It's only when it gets to the playoffs, right? That's very specific, yes. I understand that. Sure.
2 degrees.
Yeah. It's kind of like I watch playoff basketball.
Perfect.
It's the only time to watch
That's
the NBA.
That's all so. You need.
All right. One round of questions down. You want to take a break here?
Yeah, let's
we
take
come
a break
back.
And get okay. some Facebook questions. If you have a question you think we should ask, you can go to the KC1021 Facebook page and post it on there or give us a call, 576-7102.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
This is what we've been waiting for quite some time.
I did post a Facebook Live video of this, and the comments are now rolling in with who Shaylee should pick.
Oh, boy.
And people having
what's the consensus?
Questions. Well, I can't tell you that.
Why?
I'm not describing any of this to you.
Oh, boy. The guys are looking at each other now like, uh-oh, we're already being judged by the comments here. This is crazy.
Oh, this is great. Okay, let's ask another question. Shaylee, do you want to start with one of yours?
I can.
Or I can move along to one of mine. I have several.
You know what? Go ahead.
Okay. Have you ever won an award? Were any of you like homecoming king, MVP of a team, anything like that? Have you won any awards?
Okay. Contestant number one, we'll start with you.
I won the most improved baseball player award freshman year of high school.
Perfect.
There we go.
That.
That's awesome.
Athletic.
Works hard.
Proud of two awards. Probably most valuable swimmer when I was six. And I was the high school ping pong tournament champion my
yes.
senior year. So those
what?
Are two things I'm very proud of.
Was this a nice. Sanctioned event? Was this through the school?
It was through the homecoming, yeah. There was like a whole tournament during lunch. And played against the tennis guys and beat them. So
fantastic.
Cool.
All right, then.
Yep.
That's great.
Got
nice.
Skills, Shaley.
Yep.
Right. Last season, I got first team in the league I play in.
Okay, oh, wow. First team honors. Very good.
Huge.
Okay, I like that. Something we were talking about, so we just came off of, you know, we played Journey, Don't Stop Believin'. That is a big going out sort of song. Mm-hmm. We get to talking in here a little bit, and I want to know from the guys, what is your go-to karaoke song?
Oh. Probably going to have to go with Return of the Mac.
Yes.
I wish right. we had helium in here so we could do our
karaoke. Karaoke, right.
Where'd
exactly.
the balloon go?
Yeah. I'm a big fan when everyone, whoever's in the karaoke area, can come together and sing because I don't want my voice to
right,
know, overpower
right.
everyone.
You want a crowd sing along, sure.
I like to pick Wonderwall by Oasis because it's something that everyone knows
okay.
and can go crazy. Ideally at the end of the night.
I thought you were going to go Sweet Caroline with that, but I like that turn.
It's okay. funny he says that. That's my song.
Oh, so he stole your song.
Yeah, he stole
yeah.
my
we're
song.
Actually going to go on a date now. So.
This just got awkward.
You now get contestant number one because okay. two and three
yeah,
have chosen
each
other.
Just left on their own.
Just got
yeah,
awkward.
So that's
all right. Oh, I like that. When is the last time you cried and why?
Oh, man. We're
contestant
getting deep now.
Number
wow.
one.
Jeez.
The last time mm-hmm. you cried and why? Was it during your Gilmore Girls marathon that you watched?
Don't judge me.
Oh, man. You have to give me a minute on that one.
Contestant number two or three? Do you remember immediately?
You want us to come back to you? We can go to two if you'd
yeah,
like.
Yeah, you might need to cut me off guard with that one.
Okay. All right. That got a little bit deep on us here.
I can't think of a specific moment, but I can think of the thing that has made me cry the most in my life. And that's Fox and the Hound, last scene.
Yeah.
When the dog's going away in the carriage or the car.
Right,
just,
right.
As a kid, I don't think I was just mature enough yet to handle
I'm
such
still not
things.
Mature enough to handle this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
just,
that always got me.
Yeah. I actually thought you were going to say Catch and Kelsey again. I thought that might be the answer for both of those. So, but anyway.
The last time I cried, it's kind of awkward. I think 3 or 4 years ago, my older sister got married, and at her wedding.
Yeah.
Mm, right.
Yeah, it just got emotional. Yeah.
I love all of these guys.
Were you part of the bridal party? Did you have to give a talk or anything? Did
yeah,
that,
I had to give a speech, and that was actually before my speech where I got emotional.
Right, right. right. Okay.
Very
good. That's a good answer. Contestant number one?
Yeah, one of the most significant ones I can remember, probably most recently, it was 3 years ago when we won the league.
Oh,
right, right.
Teared up.
Yep.
Interesting.
So the emotion of achievement there.
Uh-huh.
That's good. I like that.
Giving Shaley hints as to what they might do for a living, too.
Right?
I can see her formulating in her head who these boys are.
She's thinking about it. Shales, do you have a question? Do you want to ask
can you
here?
Not call me that.
What? Okay.
Or do you want to ask one of her mom's questions? Her mom did send in some questions.
Oh,
well,
God.
That's true. Yeah, she did.
I'm going to let you guys just take it from here. I also want to know if you could have dinner with anybody, alive or dead, celebrity, whoever. Shaley, we asked her this yesterday. She said Johnny Cash,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was interesting. Who would you have dinner with? Contestant number one?
Probably John Wooden.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yep, the famous basketball coach there.
This somewhat local, but... always been my favorite actor. He's hilarious. Think it'd be a good time. Paul Rudd. No doubt.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
you
right?
kind of
yeah.
look like... Oh, I'm not going to say that. Never mind. Nothing. I'm giving nothing away to Shaley.
Everyone, I don't look like Paul Rudd.
No, not at all.
Not
at all.
There's no similarity.
It's not what she was going to say. Maybe it is Paul Rudd. We don't
it
know.
Could be.
We don't know, right?
I would like to have dinner with Pele. Do you guys know who Pele
is?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Sure.
That was contestant number three.
You know what? And honestly, I think you're in the right. I think Shaley would be very excited by that.
Up.
She's,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So she may, that may be in the sport that she likes. Okay, this is from Shaley's mom.
I'm already
weighed in
sorry.
With a lot of questions about this. But because this is a very, you know, girl sort of thing that they want to know, what is, how would you describe your mom?
Oh, that's a great question.
That is.
Oh, my mom, she's very caring, loving, also hardworking, extremely independent, the kind of person that, you know, does a lot no matter what's on her plate, but at the same time will, you know, come and give me a hug and tell me she loves me.
Very
very sweet.
That's really good. That's nice.
Contestant number two.
We're going to send that to his mom, by
the way.
Yes,
exactly.
That's very good.
My mom has a lot of those same qualities. She's definitely on the go a lot, very active, and able to also take the time for family amongst all those things. And she's very athletic, so that was always cool to grow up and see your mom in situations where you normally wouldn't expect to. And then also just super loving, always there for you. And that's my mom. I love her.
Cool. All right, contestant number three.
My mom, unbelievable lady, but when she sees something on the news, she's the first one to call me and say, make sure you don't do this. So just think, maybe during the day I get 4 or 5 phone calls from her.
Very
protective,
right?
Telling me, don't do this, don't do that. But she's an amazing lady.
Oh, that is awesome. That's
excellent.
Very good. Okay,
Shaylee, so here we are. Tough choice.
This is a tough choice. All right, do you want to think about it for a second?
Yeah.
And then we're going to come back and Shaylee's going to make her decision, right?
Already?
Yeah, well, you've got a few minutes to
formulate.
How
much more time do you want? This is only a
3-hour
show. I mean, these guys got to get going, so.
They might have things to do this morning, like practice things and go places. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah, all
we
right.
We will reveal
is
who
this
they
how the Bachelorette are. Feels? Because this is hard. This is actually really hard.
You haven't even kissed any of them yet. Imagine that.
Right.
Should get into The Bachelor.
Yeah, no kidding. There is no fantasy suite, by the way. I'll
yes,
just go ahead
will
and tell everybody
be happening
that. There's
this morning.
No, we don't have that set up.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
The Shaylee's dating game is on the air.
We've
she
been,
could be holding one of these guys.
Oh, asking a lot of questions of these three contestants. She's been
It has all come
pondering.
Down to this.
So now I actually have to make a decision, right?
Is there anything final that you would like to know from our three contestants here?
I don't know. Well, what do they want to tell me?
Do you
last stitch
maybe
ever?
A, maybe a final statement?
Yeah, a final point.
Sure. All right. There we go. All right. Maybe sell yourself here on why you might be the best contestant for Shaylee. Contestant one, we'll start with you.
Jeez. He's on the spot again.
He's on the spot.
Obviously,
so.
I'm pretty good at thinking on my feet. Usually prepare for the, you know, expect the unexpected, all that.
Right, right. Go with the flow. Very just whatever happens.
No, I'm all right. You know.
Yeah.
That's contestant
okay.
number one.
Right.
Okay.
All right, very good.
I like to respect the opinions of women. And on this one, I think this is up to her. And not one to sell myself, so she's probably had enough through these questions to make a good formed opinion.
Sure.
But
have you
it's
ever
not
run
easy
for
to
office? No kidding. You should really maybe look into a career in politics.
I just want to say the guys next to me are great. I want to shout out, say hi, Mom, and thank you to everyone who's been
well,
listening.
Obviously,
and
you struck a chord with the callers because you heard the last girl called in. She was like, oh, I'm all about that guy.
Maybe she can join us.
That's right.
What kind of date is this?
Shaylee, you and I will take long walks on the beach.
Oh, that is amazing.
Oh,
all right, so
God.
That said, Shales, we've got...
The pressure is on. She really... And this is a true struggle for her.
This is so hard.
The struggle is real.
Okay.
After she chooses, we will then have them reveal a little bit about themselves,
That's
who
right.
they are, where they work, what they do.
Okay.
But you have to choose first.
But this is the problem, is they all three sound really, really great.
Mm-hmm.
And they're already better than the yahoos that we talked to on...
And I can assure you they're all very good looking. Because I can see past the curtain,
that's
which you
not
cannot.
Making it any easier, Jennifer.
I've got a no opinion in that matter. So it's,
you know you
it'll
do.
Be
you
worthless.
Just don't want to tell us.
Nah, well, you know.
Okay.
Contestant number one, contestant number two, or contestant number three?
Oh, this is so, so hard. I don't want to make anyone sad.
Three...
Oh,
two,
God. Oh,
one.
God.
The decision
oh, God.
Is?
One.
She chooses contestant one.
Whoa, yeah.
He looks like he just won a marathon. The hands are raised. He is happy. This is exciting.
He thinks well on his feet. That made me laugh.
Well, let's start with contestant number two. Why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are, and then we will remove the curtain.
Do the
and
big reveal,
can meet
sure.
You, yeah.
Well, yep. Apparently I'm the first loser here. No,
but number one in our hearts.
That's okay. She made the right decision. I actually have a girlfriend. You guys are mean for doing this to her.
Then
I'm
this
coming
is good
out.
To know.
Yeah. So I do. But anyways, my name is Andrew Carter. I just moved here 3 months ago.
Yep.
I work at KCTV5 as a sports reporter.
Fantastic.
Lived in Tulsa for 3 years before that, doing the same job. Originally from Chicago area, Naperville, Illinois.
Right.
And new to Kansas City. Love it and love working at KCTV5.
And when can we catch you on Channel 5?
Honestly, anytime. I work, let's see, I'm off Wednesdays and Thursdays, or Thursdays and Fridays. So basically gotcha. Saturday through Wednesday.
Okay.
Sports runs at 6, 9, and 10. So
cool.
That's when you
tell
can
your
catch
girlfriend
me.
I'm sorry, by the way.
No, no. My girlfriend is actually texting me saying this is hilarious. So, but anyways, yeah, Saturdays and Sundays. Actually, the one thing people should watch is our Sunday show before Chiefs games. We're on CBS.
Yeah, yeah.
So for an hour, we have Chiefs coverage that leads up to the national CBS show, and we're live on the field and all that stuff. So
fantastic.
Good times. Go Chiefs.
By the way, you've got to come by and say hi at Arrowhead because I'm up there. I'm
oh, really?
The stadium PA announcer. So
awesome.
Come by and say hi.
Okay, I will.
See, we've got that. And you're a Cubs fan, by the way, too?
Huge Cubs fan, yeah. I grew up going to Wrigley all the time. Played baseball, so my dad and I would spend any off day that I had, we'd go to Wrigley and enjoy the
games. Are you a Bears fan?
I am a Bears fan.
Oh, then it never would have worked.
Yeah, it would have never worked. But, you know, out of all the teams, the struggle is real with the Bears. So I'm just hoping they lose every game to get the first draft pick.
Yeah, there you go. She's a Vikings fan. So.
Okay. My family's from Rochester, Minnesota, though.
Oh,
oh
God.
Well, yeah, yeah.
And so I grew up a Vikings fan, too.
Yeah, okay. But the girlfriend is still an issue.
Right.
Got any brothers?
That's a bit of a problem.
Yeah. So anyways, thanks for having me on. It was
hey,
really
Andrew,
fun.
It's been
so
very
fun.
Nice meeting you. Thank you for taking part. We appreciate it.
Contestant number three, a little bit about you.
I am Vahid. I support and I play for the Kansas City Comets.
Of course you
I actually got set up. This was supposed to be at 8 a.m. and then I was told I was at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
And I didn't know it was going to be a dating show. I'm actually engaged. So while I'm sitting here answering all these questions, I told my fiance, I don't know. I don't want to go. She's like, no, it's good. You know, you should go. So she's like, I feel so stupid. I'm telling you to go and I'm listening to a dating show.
So these long walks on the beach were just a joke?
That's right. I'm sorry.
Maybe contestant number one will take you for
so
a long
you know
time.
What?
That's
you
right.
picked, I have to say, you picked the right number.
Are you
single?
Apparently.
Number one, please tell me you're single.
Otherwise, it's
not
going
to
work.
And
by the way, can I say that whoever vetted these people, they better not be working for Trump or Clinton. Because this is awful. Okay, we've now.
For the record, I did not choose the Comets players. I was not in charge of that.
All right, so contestant number one, you were Shaylee's pick.
I'm Brendan Allen. I play for the Kansas City Comets as well. I actually am single.
Yay! Oh, yay. All right, let's go ahead and remove the curtain. Shaylee,
oh God.
Let's tear down these walls.
I don't know how to do this without just crashing
well,
it down.
Yeah, I don't know, right?
Hey, guys.
Yeah, there we go, to rip itself down.
This
hey,
is not weird
all right.
at all.
Yeah.
Hey, so you're engaged.
Yes.
Okay, and you have a girlfriend.
Yes.
And I'll see you for donuts in a minute.
Yeah, all right.
This is fantastic.
This could
hilarious.
Be a love connection.
Oh, man, I can feel it now. This is great. Hey, tell us, guys, real quick, Comets open up with the home opener this weekend, right?
Yeah, against Cedar Rapids Rampage.
Fantastic. The Silverstein Ice Center's Arena.
And we have tickets to give away.
We do have tickets to give away. All right, so people not going home empty-handed here. We have stuff for the listeners as well.
How many pair do we have?
Five.
Five pair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you want to call now? 576-7102. You want to go to the Comets game.
What's the season looking like, boys?
I'll let the captain answer that.
Captain, all right.
I do interviews for work, so.
Hey, Andrew, you want to take this over? You are more than welcome. You can.
I'm just kidding.
You can stretch out. He's like, this is my day off. I don't want to do this on my day
you
off.
You know, we've been successful over the last 3 years. This year, we got a new coach.
Mm-hmm.
We lost some key players, but we brought in some really good players. So I think we'll be good. You know, I'm looking forward to the season. We've had a month of preseason. Saturday at 7 o'clock at Silverstein. If you guys can make it, it would be great.
I love this year. You know, the Comets, this was a team that growing up here in Kansas City, this was near and dear to my heart because this was our team. You'd go down, you'd watch the game. We had Gino Schiraldi and some of these big guys. You guys have brought back some of the classic hits this year. Really, really hammer that Comets name. So this is really cool for Kansas City.
Yeah, this was actually before I moved to Kansas City 6 years ago, but I hear a lot of the fans are like, we used to go to the games at Kemper.
Yeah.
You know,
they had
17,000.
Right.
I'm hoping some of those fans would come out Saturday and come watch us play once again.
And you were saying there's a costume contest for kids at halftime on Saturday. So people can come out and can they win some good stuff and just have fun with the kids. Oh, cool. All right, so that'll be fun Saturday night. Bring the kids out, go to see the Comets game, dress in costume.
Yeah, fantastic. Also, guys, you play Saturday and you play through the weekend as well?
I think our next game after Saturday is November 4th against Milwaukee.
Okay.
That'll be a home game as well.
All right, very cool. Well, we appreciate it, guys. Thank you for coming out.
Thank you, guys.
Brendan will be in touch. You and Shaylee.
That's right.
I think you
never
have to
know
go
when a love connection could be made.
You guys have practice now. We were told you have to leave by like 8:30 to go to practice. Is that right? All right, so maybe not time for donuts today.
Okay.
But we will arrange something for you and Brenton.
Something down the road there.
Perfect.
All right, fantastic. Gentlemen, thank you again for coming in. Very nice to meet all of you guys. And yes, we have the phone lines are packed right now, 576-7102. We'll get you hooked up with some tickets for the game on Saturday.
Congratulations, Shaylee, you made it through.
I know, I survived. They all did too. Hey. So did their girlfriends and fiancés.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
This is the aftermath of this morning's Shaylee dating game.
So we brought in three contestants, two of which were Comet soccer players, one of which is a sports reporter for KCTV 5.
Mm-hmm.
All of which I thought were actually pretty well matched with Shaylee.
Yeah, athletic, yeah, I thought so too.
Which is why that was the hardest decision.
I would have dated any one of them. They're good-looking dudes.
Truda actually dropped some digits on the way
out.
Like,
right.
Hey,
that's right.
Things don't work out with the fiancé.
Hey, there could be a couple of bromances here. I mean, Andrew's a sports reporter. I worked in sports. We work at Arrowhead together. This is good.
We need to talk to him next week because he's actually going to Wrigley Field this weekend.
Right.
He's going to go to the game. So we might check in with him on Monday and see how everything goes.
And Vahid's the captain, and he's got he is engaged, though, which is fine. But soccer player, you know, love soccer.
Right.
It's good stuff. I think we made some lasting relationships here. But Shaylee, let's get your opinion. What did you think of the whole thing?
That was so hard. That was way harder than I ever expected to be. I now have a lot more respect for The Bachelorette. And I
well, I wouldn't go that far,
this.
But let's...
did you feel like you actually got to know them a little bit based on the questions? Because
I think so.
I mean, we kind of asked real but silly questions. I mean, not, you know,
I think
crazy,
so,
but
for sure.
Yes, you felt like you got to know a little bit about them.
Yeah,
they all talked highly of their mothers, which I loved.
That is great.
That was very sweet.
Yep.
Yeah, no, that was a lot of fun, and I think we should just do this like once a month.
No?
Wow.
Well, no?
It was a lot of work.
That's not for me. I thought it was great.
And then all of a sudden, Natalie's hard. Like, hey, I'm right here. I can use a date, too. I'm right here.
No, but it was a lot of fun.
And what kinds of things? You know, I always find this interesting. When you hear them... Yes, we did ask stupid questions, but what, like, tripped your trigger? Like, what kinds of things are you looking for to hear?
Well, it was the way they responded to some of them, because they were either funny or very serious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I like the funny. I mean, I can be serious, but...
Right.
And so when contestant number one went to give his kind of final wrap-up and didn't know what to say and just said, well, clearly I'm a good speaker. I love the sarcasm
yeah,
and the
that
humor.
Was great.
That was
perfect.
It. That was probably the deciding point for me.
That's who you chose, and I think... There could be a real... Do you think you guys will actually
now
go
out? Well, all of the 20 minutes I've known him, I mean, I don't know.
Are you going to go to the Comets game Saturday and watch him?
Maybe.
And I don't mean that in a stalker way.
No.
I mean,
not the way that you've been doing it for the last week.
I had to see who they were.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, maybe.
We should go to the
Comets
game.
Again, the whole vetting process was quite a letdown in some respects, but
for the
record,
they were supposed to be single.
Well, luckily I chose by default, or I didn't choose by default. But
right.
Thank
the
God.
The one you picked just happened to be the single one.
Yeah,
thank
right.
Thank goodness.
And
that's
he's cute.
Funny.
And taller than you.
Right.
These were all requirements that you had going
that is
into
true.
This.
That is true. And he played soccer, so.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much deal done right
don't,
there.
Don't start planning the wedding or anything yet.
Right.
Not yet.
So what would you think about, like, first kid's name?
Okay.
You know? Oh, can we open it up to a vote?
No. Okay.
576-7102.
No. Walker, Texas Ranger.
What?
It's your first baby.
Oh, my. Whether it's a girl or a boy.
Yes.
Got it.
No, yeah, that doesn't matter. Right.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
So this is what I just found out. As her dating contestants were walking out, one of our saleswomen stopped him and she said, now, which one of you was it that Shaylee picked? And Brendan said, oh, it was me. And she goes, now, I'm going to tell you this one time. Shaylee is very special to us. She's a lot of fun and she's a great girl. You better take care of her. And I guess he said, I have every intention of it, ma'am. Like, I think they might actually go out. This could happen.
They are acting very maternal back there towards Shaylee, aren't they?
Just like me.
That's funny.
Oh, I actually
like
them.
That's our girl. You take care of her. So, I said, did we embarrass you too much? And Shaylee was like, no, not really. And I was like, get him back in here then. Come on. Let's go.
Well, here's where the embarrassment will kick in. Because when they go out, I might like sit behind them or follow them or just, I don't know. We'll make them come in and tell us how the date
went.
No,
we'll all go.
Yes.
We will all go on the date. Like you and I will go just hang out.
Yes.
And, yeah.
It'll be a big group thing.
Right.
And then we can come back and report on it and how it goes. Oh, this is going to be good.
All the calls and texts and emails and stuff that we've gotten this morning. People are very excited by this, Shaylee's dating game earlier. And by the way, it is a good reminder. If you missed any part of it, we've got a lot of Facebook Live videos up.
You can watch those on our Facebook page. And of course, we have the podcast, which will be posted in a little bit. So you can listen to the whole thing. We have pictures up so you can see all the guys. That was fun.
Oh, this is what you'll want to save this and the showcast from today. Yeah,
and the follow up will be what's even better. Because right. What if they released? Oh, here she comes.
Oh yeah. Shh.
Hi, Shady.
Don't say anything.
How you feeling? You feel like you're actually going to go out with Brendan and see what happens?
Well, we haven't even exchanged numbers yet, so I think you're jumping the gun.
Well, not yet.
But they had to hurry because they had to be at practice at 8:30 this morning. I don't know if you know, but he's a professional soccer player.
Oh, he is?
I don't know if you picked up on that, but what did you guys think? Did I pick who you thought I would pick?
I thought you would
pick. Minus the girlfriend fiance thing?
Yeah. I kind of thought you would pick number two, but then once he said he had a girlfriend, I was very happy that you picked number one.
Me too.
And I thought that they were all good looking, so you couldn't lose.
No, I definitely could not.
I thought it was a great pick. I liked Brendan a lot. He's very funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a dry wit, very sarcastic sort of guy. So I thought that was great. Oh. And we know you like soccer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's from Kansas City, which is, he's got roots here, which
he
is
went
good.
To Baker University, right? Nice small college.
My mom went there.
What?
Is that? Right.
But I know you're you've become a little protective.
And what has Pam said so far? Has she weighed in on
all
of this yet?
She hasn't said anything to me yet.
Oh, really?
She didn't know that they were schoolmates.
Well, I don't think they went at the same time.
I don't think
they Oh, but that's a sign. Don't you think that's a sign?
Sure.
Oh, you're supposed to marry this boy.
Okay.
What's his last name? Allen. Shaylee Allen.
Oh, jeez. I am so sorry. If he's... Oh, no, he's at practice. He's not listening.
Would you stop it? Soccer babies. The first one can be Walker, Texas Ranger. The second one can be Roscoe P. Coltrane.
What?
I don't.
What about Luke Duke? Will you name one Luke Duke?
Would that be fun? I'm not letting you name my kids.
No, we'll put it up to a vote. It'll be great. People can text in just like they do everything else.
No, I know you guys were a little bit protective.
Right?
So you're okay with this
one. I feel safe. I would have felt good about any of those choices.
Yeah. These guys, all great dudes. Good
they
looking.
They were all great.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And they all said good things about their mom, which made me love
all
of them.
That was pretty good. That was pretty sweet.
How do you feel about this song? Do you think you'll go traditional, or are you going to go with something more modern? Maybe a destination wedding? Oh, maybe a soccer-type theme wedding.
Okay.
There's not going to be a soccer-themed
wedding. We could take the show to Cancun,
wedding.
And we'll do the wedding on the beach there.
Oh, we could take a bunch of listeners along with us.
That'd be perfect.
I love where this is heading.
Right?
Okay. Has anyone checked with, I don't know, a potential groom?
Do you feel like there's a certain amount of time before you'd say yes to a marriage proposal? Like, if he asked you on the third date, is that a no way, this is happening too fast? Or is it, yes, I'm in love, let's do this? Are you spontaneous like that?
I don't know. I haven't been proposed to on a third date.
You know,
I finally
watched This Is Us last night.
Did you
watch that?
Finally?
Yes, I did.
I haven't gotten out.
It was kind of man tear up there. It was,
really?
Oh, it was sweet.
Don't tell me.
It was a good episode.
Three in. So I missed this one. Don't tell me.
Okay.
Did someone get engaged?
No. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
No. You need to watch it tonight. Oh, no, that was fun, though.
Do you feel like you're going to go with like a Carolyn Bessette type dress? Or do you going to go like fluffy
I'm not
princess,
going fluffy
fairy
princess.
Tale? Yeah,
no.
I don't see you in that
either.
No. And you're both athletes.
Do you want a Pinterest later?
Oh, we're going to set up a wedding board.
Can I be the flower kid?
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
The Throwback Throwdown every Thursday on the show pits three songs against each other. Today it was a Halloween theme for the three choices.
Why do I always feel like the old lady when my choice gets played?
What do you mean?
Maybe it's because I'm old and I pick old songs.
So choice...
You're an old soul, Jennifer.
Choice A was Jen's song was...
He did the Monster Mash.
Choice B was my song.
You gonna call Ghostbusters.
And choice C was Shaylee's. All right, so one last refresh here of the texting. Oh my gosh, we've had a late surge.
And?
With 60% of the vote, hundreds of texts here. It is Shaylee's.
Yeah!
Choice C won again. Shaylee is 2-0 in the Throwback Throwdown.
This is amazing. Play it all the way through to the creepy end.
Next week is getting cut out of the Throwback Throwdown. Boy, it was a kid that used to freak me out.
I remember being scared to death of that video. At 10 years old, that's freaky.
It is freaky.
It's still freaky now.
Yeah, right. I know. There's your Throwback Thursday winner song of the day, Throwdown. Shaylee's not going to be allowed to participate anymore.
Why? I don't hate because I win.
Because you've won two in a row.
That's not my fault.
So,
look how many times she voted. Look at her phone.
I haven't voted at all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, give it up.
I was too busy looking at my potential date. Sorry.
I know.
Was that a problem?
Everybody's excited.
He's so cute.
We're getting some good.
Oh, yeah. Jen's planning a wedding and baby showers and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's all set and done.
Why not?
It's perfect.
Mm-hmm. We're going to vote on a cake.
Sports.
Do you like chocolate or
shower.
Vanilla? Like white cake?
Oh, I don't discriminate against
champagne,
cake.
Marble swirl.
Coffee. You love coffee?
I do love coffee.
Mm.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Oh, boy.
What's your first dance song?
Oh, I don't know. You're not voting on that?
Do the Comets have a
theme
song?
Oh, we will.
Do they have a...
Oh, yeah, they do.
The Comets soccer. You could play that.
Oh, that's what they'll come out to. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
You could dance.
It's this.
What if you have your wedding at the arena?
Okay.
Out in the middle of a field, and there's plenty of room for guests.
Jen?
Yes. And then they have the all the lights go out,
guys,
and the spotlights, and the fire comes up.
But guys,
You over there. Turn her mic off.
Okay, there
and
we go.
And then we change from the arena. Then we, you know, first the wedding part takes place, and then we have the reception there. We set up all the tables, and we have it all there, right where the Comets play.
Yeah.
Oh, this is fantastic. Yeah, no. Leave her mic off.
Yeah, definitely.
This is going to be good.
And then we introduce all the bridal party.
Yes! Get your megaphone there.
Right?
Can I turn it on? Oh, I can turn it on myself.
Oh, dang it.
And now entering the playing field.
Oh, God. I'm glad he's at practice right now and he can't hear this.
Can I be the matron of honor?
Oh, my God.
Oh, please.
It's your bride and groom, Brendan and
Shelley. Stop! Oh, I feel so bad.
Brayley. Let's hear it for Brayley, everybody.
What?
Your baby. That could be your first, if you have a daughter, little Brayley.
Oh, my God.
You need
you
a celebrity
guys.
Name. Brinley?
Shendon doesn't work as well. Oh, he said he loved Big Bang Theory. Was that him that gave that answer?
It I was. Don't know. I couldn't see him.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he said
yeah,
he loved
right.
Big Bang. Yeah. Oh, you guys are meant to
wow,
be.
Wow, this is amazing.
Oh, yeah. This is we haven't good. Even went
happens?
Out once. Can I just remind
well,
you?
That doesn't matter.
Okay.
Our whole universe was in you guys can Netflix and chill to this.
You guys can go see Bare Naked Ladies. That's perfect
oh,
date.
Oh, right.
They're
that's
coming
probably
yes.
Yeah, that's probably true.
That'd be a great date night.
Right.
You'll have to go out before then, but we can make that happen.
That's a lot of time between now and then.
Yeah.
It's January 13th,
I mean,
so
you
we've
could
got
be
all,
married by then.
This is good.
Okay.
The holiday season
what
coming up.
What if he proposes while Bare Naked Ladies
okay.
are playing this song
okay.
at the Midland?
Jen.
No
Brendan.
One.
No,
stop.
And that's it. The, hold on. Turn your mic off again. The Bare Naked Ladies, they might come by the studio, and so we could have Ed like sing a special song.
They
and
do
then,
that, an acoustic
right.
version. Brendan pops out with the ring, which I will
right?
help him choose because I know exactly what she wants. We've already discussed. And he proposes.
Mm. I like the sound of this.
This is all
yep.
what is
very
happening
good.
Here?
And then he can say, it all started with the Big Bang. Hey, there we go.
Okay, I appreciate the passion here, you guys, but I think it's you're jumping a little soon.
I don't feel like we are.
Why?
No.
I actually feel like this is
it's,
right on
there's
track.
There's no time like the present.
Okay, it's going to be November 1st.
Time's a ticking, all right?
Okay.
Let's get some what? Babies going.
You're starting to sound like my mother now.
8:55, we'll be back with traffic and planning the rest of Shaylee's life. Australopithecus would really. Where are you going to live? What the house is going to look
know.
Like?
Everything's up for a vote, apparently.
What's going to be on the register list?
Oh, that's the best part.
Right? Traffic in 4 minutes on the show. Einstein and astrology, it all started with the Big Bang.
It all started with the Big Bang. This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
So I'm just going through and I'm reading for the first time the comments on the videos, the Facebook Live videos.
Yeah, from Shaylee's dating show.
Yeah, this is pretty funny. It's they were pushing certain people. Number two, come on, let's go.
Right. Oh, he was great.
Tough decision.
It was a hard choice,
except he was a Bears fan, and that would
well,
never,
yeah, that
would never
tough.
Have worked.
When that was revealed, you probably dodged a bullet there.
Yeah, I did. She's not okay with that.
Mm-hmm. The Shaylee dating game earlier this morning on the show, and will be available in podcast form coming up on the Showcast later on today on iTunes, but also in video form on Facebook.
Yeah, and you can go and like our page while you're there and then watch some of the Facebook Live videos, and we've got pictures of the guys up there. We'll just see how this progresses. She ended up picking Brendan, who's a Comets player.
Mm-hmm.
We believe he's at practice right now because they said they had to take off by 8:30, so they couldn't go on a little quick donut
yeah.
date
right.
or immediately this morning because he had to run to practice. But when he's done with his real job in real life, we will set something.
He's done with his real life?
His real life, where he does important things. Then you guys can go out. And then
so I feel like you are more excited than I am.
I'm so excited.
I mean, I'm excited, but my
and Jen
goodness.
And I decided we'll tag along. We'll see.
What? No.
We'll, yeah.
What if we do like a group thing so it's comfortable for everybody?
Oh, that won't be weird because you two will just be saying that. So what do you think?
And
what
we'll
are you
bring
gonna
Natalie,
do?
Which will be really comfortable.
Oh, wow. Okay. No.
She's single, dude. You better watch out.
That's true.
She'll be all over him.
That's very true.
And he's totally her type, too.
He is.
Because we figured out that she likes tall, thin guys. Like,
and he's funny.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
And she likes funny.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
He's got the beard, the facial hair.
So we're not bringing Natalie.
So.
Yeah, maybe not.
Okay.
We need to set her up. We might have to have a whole other dating game for Natalie.
Oh, gosh. This was
exhausting,
though.
I think this has to involve Z-Trip, though.
A Z-Trip. That is a good idea. Have them pick you up so you don't have to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
You guys can go out. And I think you should go to a couple comments games, watch him play. You
could probably. I feel like I kind of have to now.
Mm-hmm.
You love soccer anyway.
I do.
This is going to be good.
I think we should make a night of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You haven't went.
I'm in.
Right?
No, I've never gone.
Okay.
I mean, I probably did years ago. It's been a little bit.
Okay. Trudy, you in?
Comments. Sure. I'll go.
Okay.
I've been to a comments game. Definitely. Their home opener, by the way, is tomorrow night at the Silverstein Ice Centers Arena in Independence. You go check them out November 4th. They have another game out there, so they'll open against Cedar Rapids tomorrow night, or Saturday night, rather, and tickets are available now.
And they're doing a costume contest at halftime. So if you have little kids, let them dress up, wear their stuff, and then you can head out there at halftime. And
it's a good place.
Take part in
get
the
some
contest.
Candy.
Do you see this TV? The show?
Yeah,
what's on
happening?
TV right now? This
what?
Girl put her head in a pumpkin. They were carving pumpkins. She sticks her head in it as a joke, but it gets stuck. And now she can't get the pumpkin off her head. And they show her kids trying to pull the pumpkin off her head.
Well, that'll teach you.
I feel like something that was something Jen would do. Because she loves pumpkins so much.
That is gross. Look. Who would put their head? I already hate putting my hands in a pumpkin.
Look at her.
Ooh, yeah, no.
They did a good job carving.
That's a great job carving it. But why would you stick your head in a pumpkin?
I don't think that sounds like a good plan.
No. She was celebrating National
Pumpkin
Day too hard.
The one could put your head, I would say a pumpkin. Probably the least of my.
Yeah.
I'm just
going to leave that alone.
Tomorrow at 7:30, we're making a big announcement on the show.
Oh, this is exciting.
I'm so excited.
Yep. Right before we wrap our final day of Britney qualifying, we've got another big trip for you. And we're going to reveal all the details at 7:30 tomorrow.
But your last chances to get qualified for Britney, you still have a couple more today. Make sure you're listening at 11:30 with Jackie Lucky.
Wait, I thought that was going to be our first date.
Well, we'll have to give away a couple trips.
Oh. Yeah.
One for you, one for the listener.
Okay. Right. It may be Boogie Wonderland, though. We could swing that.
This show with Jen and Truda.
On KC 102.1.